Special guest, Bernice Edwards, representing First State Community Action. And thank you for being so patient, because I know you've been in the audience since 10 o'clock.
She knows how we are.
She likes the entertainment.
Bernice is organizing a program to help county low-income, disabled, and elderly people with their housing needs. What's interesting and great about this program, it's done with kids, so you have some volunteer work, and the county residents are getting the help that they need, and she'd like to explain it to you.
Do you have a motion?
Yes.
Read the motion.
Okay. My motion is the county give us $15,000 to run this camp.
How much?
Good morning. On behalf of First State Community Action Agency, and we're working this year with the Lewis Group Work Camp. And as you know, gentlemen, we've come to you before with a work group camp. And this would be about 400 youth and adults scheduled to participate the week of July 22nd through the 28th in Sussex County. So this group camp will bring kids from Maine, Illinois, New Jersey, Virginia, Connecticut, just, you know, from all over the country. And we have, we've identified like 65 job sites that what we will be doing is working with the youth in the county. Also, Bethel will be working, we'll be working with Bethel, United Methodist Church in Lewis to help with the activities in the afternoon, in the evenings. That's where all the activities are going to be held. The kids are going to be housed at a ninth grade academy in Lewis. At the present time, there is $8,000 have already been raised with a $4,000 commitment. The financial goal is to raise $35,000. That's why we came to the county to ask the county if you would be so kind to give us $15,000 to help with this project. I know I hear the grunts, but come on now. Hold on just a minute. Let me finish. What it really will do is it looked like it's going to help to do some home repairs within the county. I know we have a really long waiting list on our county community development list.
Mr. Baker, is Bill Kate's got some money down there that we could channel here? It sounds really like it fits right into his mission.
That's hard on.
He has funding for housing rehabilitation and
a different way.
There is a piece for First State that's within that you're already working together on, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. You see, we are working with the county on the community, those other really areas that we worked with you before, and I don't want you to put those two.
No, my interpretation was this was a councilmatic grant, and
yes.
Mr. Rogers, I think you deferred it last week and wanted them to come back.
Yep.
So
how about
it never was.
Are they all over the county?
No, they're from all over the country.
Can you talk
projects.
The sites are
where you're getting your list from?
Yes,
of the elderly and all.
They're the elderly. They're all over the county, especially from the Georgetown, Selbyville, Dagsboro,
Milton,
yes, Frankfort. We have Frankfort. We have Millsboro, Fenwick, Angola.
Is most of this money going towards the housing costs and to bring the kids here?
No. The kids have to pay $375 to participate in the project. So, no.
What's the $15,000?
The money will be for the supplies that we will need to repair the homes.
I mean, this is like free labor.
It's free labor. Yeah. You're talking 12,000 volunteer hours. Well, let me explain it. Any dollars are being used for the kids to come here. Those dollars that we will be using will be for the repairs of the homes.
Right.
If there's some monies left if all of the projects not completed, we do have some volunteers that is will be willing to continue to work on getting these houses done.
Okay, another question then. How do you designate which homes will be recipients of this goodwill?
There's an application process that we've gone out. We've looked in at the homes in the community. I can have, if you want to come up, and we've already gone out and looked at...
You've prioritized them all.
Yes, they're prioritized.
How many homes do you think you can do?
We're looking at 65 jobs.
You have 65 names.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be tough to go stretch it that far unless you got more money somewhere else.
Well, most of them, and you're looking at the mobile homes in the unincorporated areas, but not only that, they're in the towns also. We are really trying to focus on the seniors, those homes that the seniors are not able to do. Like fixing a door, fixing a window, repairing a ramp.
It's just not rude.
It's not a general picture. It's general. It is not a lot of. We won't look at a lot of cosmetic. It's the need. Well, and you're looking at about $400 to do the skirting on a mobile home.
Right.
We have people who have already gone out and looked at what it would cost. They're doing the estimating of that. And the money is part of the money is going to be used for food while the kids are here. And like I say, the evening services will be at Bethel United Methodist Church, so that's the partnership that we have. So it's a good project, you know that. We've done it before. We had very good success. And hopefully that the council will see in your heart to...
There is some money in county council grants that... It's just another option for you from all your other.
I guess George had a question on how they classified them and all that types of, and I guess
how they classify what? I'm sorry.
The homes and everything. Is it seniors and?
Okay, our goal there's three criteria, and that's elderly, low income, or disabled. Those are the three. They don't have to meet all three of them, just one of them. And what we do is we go look at the homes and we try to find 4.5 days worth of work for the youth to do. One of the problems we're running into, which I outlined, was like the skirting to do that. That's $400. Many of us probably don't realize that, but it's $400 to replace skirting on a 14x70 mobile home. And that's 2 days worth of work. And the budget for each of these sites is like $300. So $400, when most of them are needing the skirting replaced, then we have to find work for them to do for the additional day. So our target is to try to find 4.5 days worth of work and keep it within, the financial guidelines that we have right now, which is $300 per site. We currently have right at 50 sites identified, and we're working to identify the remaining 15 as we speak and go out and do our site evaluations and find the work that needs to be done. But the part of the difficulty is much of the work that needs to be done is stuff that is so expensive that we can't do. So they really need X done, but we can't do that because it's surpassing what our budget is for each site. And there's really a lot of need out here at this point in time.
And you say approximately 12,000 man hours.
Yes, and see the other thing too. Some of the names on the list that the county have, and the county have such a long countywide waiting list that we could help with the repairs in all of the areas. Through.
Bernice, what is the total budget then on your whole project?
$35,000.
And are there other? You got $15,000 from Sussex County. Are there any other organizations or businesses or anybody supporting?
Yes, we've raised. We've got commitments from some churches. We've got commitments from some other businesses, but we're really going to be looking at some banks to help also.
Okay.
But we came to you because there's a need.
Yeah, and we've had some commitments from businesses that have since backed out and said, business has slowed, and I had some commit last year in August, and I just found out 2 weeks ago, they said, you know, business has slowed and we can't help. So we have about 4,000 that's committed at this point, although it's not in the bank, and I don't count it until it's in the bank because of just, you know, such a thing happening.
We're looking at applications like this very closely because we're kind of under the gun by the state for taking away transfer tax, but this program has a track record of success.
We
are leveraging so much money by having these volunteers come in, even at $10 an hour, it's $120,000 in labor.
Well, we looked at
$125,000.
Yeah, the financial impact is going to be upwards of $125,000 because all of the materials, all of the food, and all of that will be purchased locally. So in addition to the volunteer hours, you know, by the time we purchase the food and do all of that, the county will realize upwards of $125,000.
Well, okay. Why don't we look at then community reinvestment funding? And
what do you got down there, Susan? You were talking
about money.
About
council grants.
There's county council grant funds that are available where we take other grants. It's not specifically allocated. It's to your department, not your own specific account, like the Councilmatic Youth Activity or Community Improvements. I would recommend a grant out of that account.
Out of which one?
County Council Grants. It's just the general grant account.
How much do we have in there?
You have enough. Well, there's...
To cover that?
About, yeah.
Yeah. About 26,000.
Okay, thank you, Bernice.
About 18.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
I'm not sure we're taking out her request for 08.
No, I'm sorry.
First state.
I'm not sure we're taking out her 08 request.
Yeah.
I hate to pull her off you.
First state would monitor.
I need a motion, General.
I make a motion that we take $5,000 from with the money that she just discussed.
Okay.
And $2,000 from each of her community reinvestment funding sources and to give her her amount of money.
Second.
Third.
Yeah. All right, I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 from the community county council
grant. County council grants.
And another request.
Other grants, and then $2,000 from each one of our capital community reinvestment.
And part of
accounts.
This, Dale, is that she would, you know, to see the benefits of the economic impact, like you're talking about. If you could give a list of the vendors and, you know, like, give us some feedback so that we see how this does ripple through the community.
How about you
got your stuff?
Sorry, I'm right. They come back and report in July and maybe have some photographs or something of the kids
working, the houses.
But also a
list of where they, you know, who they helped when they were in certain areas. Right, and where you got your stuff and all that.
And you say this is July 22nd through the 28th?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put you on my calendar and come back.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernice. We have a motion, Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Boy Scout Troop number 95.
Could that be used as a youth activity or is that?
Yes.
Yes, $200. Second.
Okay, we got three. I have a motion to second to give
$200
from Mr. Jones's Councilmatic
Youth activity.
Excuse me, $200 and youth activity. Mr. Jones's. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Town of Millsboro Community Improvement Project. Unspecified amount. Whose?
$5,000 for my community improvement.
And
second.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips to give $5,000 from his community improvements to the town of Millsboro. Second, Mr. Jones, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Lower Sussex. What do you
Town of Bridgeville.
Sure.
$250 from Mr. Jones's Councilmatic. Do I have a second?
Second,
Mr. Phillips to give $250 from Mr. Jones. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Sussex Chicks softball team.
Last time, 75 each. Yes, what?
That was community, our kids.
Youth activity.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah. I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by
Mr. Rogers
to give 75 from each youth activity account from all five councilmen. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Rehoboth Beach Film Society.
$500 from my Councilmatic grant.
Cole's Councilmatic grant. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Phillips seconding the motion. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Lower Sussex, Mr. Cole.
$5 from Cole, $500 from Phillips for the Little League.
$500. Did I say five?
You said $5.
Yeah, it's been a tough year, you were telling me.
Start that
I'm
out.
Starting to believe you now.
That $500 from each?
Each.
$500 from Mr. Cole and Mr. Phillips. Youth activity?
Yeah, we can do youth activity.
That'd be fine.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Memorial Fire Company.
Mr. Rogers,
Mr. Rogers.
Is that yours?
What's that?
Memorial Fire Company.
Fireworks.
What did they do last time?
4th of July.
I think it's 5.
Blowing up the sky.
Community reinvestment.
I have
that.
No.
Just a second.
Yeah. No community reinvestment.
$500
in 05.
Okay.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by
Mr.
Jones to give $500 from his councilmatic to the Memorial Fire Company for July 4th celebration. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Proposed ordinances?
There are none.
Additional business? I say I hand it back, bring it forward. All your, okay.
This has got to be
we'll
quick.
Recess for lunch.
Oh. Lady first.
Ladies first. Okay, can I get a copy of them when you're
ready? Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, and members of council. My name is Helene Guilfoy. My address is 38331 James A. Street. I bought my house in 1993. There's a property two doors from my house that I've watched deteriorate. On the lot are piles of rubbish, old tires, abandoned vehicles with grass growing inside them, twisted metal that used to be bicycles, a pavilion from the Rehoboth Beach Boardwalk, Mr. Goodwin mistakenly called it a shed. It's the pavilion, and that's where the Porsche is underneath. It's got a motorhome that has weeds growing over the tires. This motorhome can't move. There's various other untagged vehicles and an overgrown hedge that hangs over the street. Across the street is a house that has been under repair for at least 3 years. The roof's been covered with a blue tarp all that time. Several times a year, the wind blows the tarp off, and after a period of time, it's replaced. While the tarp is off, rain falls onto the house since the roof has never been restored.
People living there? Are people living there?
You know, we've heard various and sundry things. If they are, I'm not sure how they could be living there.
Okay. You've not seen them?
I have not, no.
Okay.
There is mail that comes to the mailman stops there, but I don't know whether it's just junk. The house with the first property that I described, which is a property that you've seen pictures of, on one of those four lots, there is people that live in that house. These two properties are in an intensely used residential neighborhood. They're east of Route 1 between Dewey and Rehoboth. James A. Street is a two-block area of single-family homes on 50 by 100 lots. I took some pictures this morning.
Were you here for our discussion this morning?
Yes.
On this? Okay. So
okay. Yeah. These are different pictures that I just wanted to show you because this is what my neighborhood is. And I wanted you to see what we live in, what our neighborhood is like, with these few exceptions, all of us take really good care of our property. My neighbors and I have been trying to get these problems corrected for several years. We've called our council representative, we've called the constable, we've been told that the properties are not in violation of any county code. Since October of last year, we've been working with Hal Godwin attempting to have some corrective action taken. Hal tells me that he's been unable to resolve these issues with the problem properties.
Okay.
I would ask that the county council give consideration to our problems and establish regulations that would alleviate the situation. Thank you very much for your consideration. You may.
I realize that this is a visual unsightliness.
No, correct.
Other than that, what effect does this situation have on your property?
On my property is two houses away from the one property in question. My neighbor here, Marguerite Becker, lives.
Are you on Forgotten Mile?
I'm sorry?
Are you in that Forgotten Mile area?
Yeah, right.
It's called Dodd's Addition, is what I think it says on everything. Marguerite lives right next door. The motorhome that I've described is exactly adjacent to her property. I don't go on the property. I won't set foot on these people's property.
Do you think it affects the value? Are there rats coming out of there?
She sits on her porch. She was just telling me on the way over here. She sits on her porch and watches rats come out of the property. We know that they used to bury garbage in one of the lots. They dug trenches, buried garbage. When the trench would fill up, they'd cover the garbage. This particular property is, I guess, about 3 or 4 lots off of Route 1, east of Route 1.
Support what council ask us to do in terms of tightening up the ordinances to make them more enforceable then?
I think that the tightening of the ordinances certainly needs to be done. I think I have some concern where council was talking about allowing two abandoned, but that's not the term that unregistered vehicles. Thank you. Two unregistered vehicles on improved properties. I would be concerned. We have some other pictures from another neighbor who the same individual that owns the particular property in question also owns a property off of Holland Glade Road. This property is improved property, but it is unoccupied. So I would be concerned about allowing unregistered vehicles on that property also.
Well, what we ought to do, I think there's a suggestion from our constables, they'd like to see none permitted. And in the MR district, it makes sense because when you put on a 50 by 100-foot lot, we permit two unregistered vehicles, and then most families have two licensed vehicles, and they could even have more, you could still have four to six vehicles on a 50 by 100-foot lot, and that is excessive in residential areas. So we ought to just say in MR districts, it's not permitted, there'd be none.
I would certainly agree with that there'd
those
be no
are residential areas. They're primarily residential areas. And in an AR district, we could have another set of standards. And then
I think I would support, however, the one proposal that you talked about, where if someone is restoring a vehicle, that could be on the property, but in an enclosure, not certainly in the Rehoboth Beach Pavilion.
No.
That's not an enclosure.
She took it another level when she announced rodents. That becomes a public health issue with disease.
We've had the health department out there also. And
hands are tied.
Well, you'll have stray cats, you'll have, dogs, or all kinds of things can be ended up in this junk. So, we all know that the junk attracts that kind of activity, so.
And it's not just the abandoned vehicles, but there's all sorts of trash and other discarded materials.
Time, hopefully, gentlemen, will do something.
I would appreciate it. I would also appreciate that you give this some urgent consideration. As I said, I've lived there since 93, and I really would appreciate if you could move something along. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Keep it brief, Dan.
Next.
Please keep it brief.
It would be just the opposite.
You just yielded your time.
My name is Dan Kramer. You might want to be careful of what you wish for. You remember, like Duke said, don't go too far. But that's not the reason I'm up here.
We did introduce.
Come see you next.
The state wants to take your transfer taxes out of level 4, right? Well, then I suggest we no longer have a level 4. I suggest we make it the whole county a development area. Therefore, they lose out, don't they?
They designate them level.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Wrong. You better read your law on who says what.
Sir, you
have read your own law on the planning. You have final say. They don't. The planning over here ought to just throw out level 4 and have everything in there. And guess what? They can't say a word about it. Don't believe me? Look it up.
We don't believe
Thank you. Me. We have a guest with us this morning, Brian Smith. Would you come forward, please? We're going to give you a test now on what you've learned this morning.
Yeah.
50.
And tell us why you're here.
Move to Kent County.
And what benefit this has been to you. And tell us you're a junior?
At Sussex Tech High School.
Sussex Tech, okay. And you're doing what?
Job chatting with the Sussex County Sheriff's Department.
75.
Have you arrested anybody today?
No, sir, we
would
haven't.
You like to go out and violate some people with junk cars and vehicles?
Sure would.
Have you you heard plenty of that this morning?
Yeah.
And I get five.
Yes, I have.
Good. So you're taking up criminal justice?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Do you have any lights on your cars? On your car?
Headlights only. Yeah. Illegal.
Don't like the jet trap.
Have you got a badge yet? Not quite, huh?
You got a shirt on.
He's got a shirt on, though. That's close.
I got somebody.
But we welcome you this morning, and you're welcome to come back anytime.
Please.
We appreciate you being here. You got anything else you want to say?
No, I don't, sir. Thank you.
We just wanted to recognize you and welcome you here.
All right.
He just wanted to get out of here. He just wanted to get out of Dodge.
Can we recess till 1:30?
If you have nothing else, we'll be back at 1:30.
So moved.
Have a motion second to adjourn to 1:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed? So carried.
I had no idea they gave them 15.